Chapel Program, Wednesday, November the 11th, Student Coordinating Council.
Regretfully, one announcement is necessary this morning. Dr. J.B. Weatherspoon died this morning. Funeral will be Friday at 11 a.m. at First Baptist Church in Raleigh. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Will you let the words and music of a great hymn, call you to think in silence upon the greatness of our Creator. And I said, Woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Will you let these words of Albert Schweitzer lead you in a time of silence, introspectively, to look at your own needs and those of your brothers?
Oh.
And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And whom will go for us? Then I said, Here I am. Send me. In a time of silence, will you let these now familiar words of Dietrich Bonhoeffer challenge you to a new commitment to God? When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. It may be a death like that of the first disciples who had to leave home and work to follow him. Or it may be a death like Luther's, who had to leave the monastery and go out into the world. But it is the same death every time. Death in Jesus Christ, the death of the old man at his call. Jesus' summons to the rich young man was calling him to die, because only the man who is dead to his own will can follow Christ. In fact, every command of Jesus is a call to die.